Okay. And what time was it, about 5 minutes ago?
Well, it'd be 10:30.
All right, and in about 10 minutes, what time would it be?
It'd be 10 till 10, 10 till 11.
Or how about, when just in about 10 minutes, 9 minutes, when it's...
It'd be a quarter. Some people call it quarter to 11, quarter okay. after 11.
All right, and if 1972 was last year, 1973 is...
This year, I reckon.
All right, and if you saw somebody, you something happened exactly on this day in 1972, you'd say that happened just a
year ago today.
Okay, and then those big white things up in the sky are...
Clouds.
Right. And on a day, how would you describe the day today?
Well, it'd be clear to partly cloud.
Okay, but might if it...
If it ain't a cloud to be seen nowhere, it's a clear day.
Okay.
But now these weather people, I listen to the weather every night, every day, and a day that where it's a little cloudy, it's partly cloudy, clear to partly cloudy, they'll say.
All right.
And some days it's sun never shines, you know. There's been one or two of them lately.
How about a day where it's very cloudy and it's, well, how would you describe a day like
that? A few days like this week, that's the first of the week, I'd say it's an awful gloomy day.
Okay. And if the weather's been pretty nice, but then rain or snow might be expected, it's been nice, and you say the weather's...
I never understood that exactly. What
well, if the weather, say the weather's been very, it's been all right, but now rain or snow might be expected.
Yeah, say we've had pleasant weather or something or another, but we're in for it now.
I see.
Like,
would you ever use something like the weather is changing or breaking?
Yeah,
or?
Changing. You know, you get out here and it'll be raining. And like the other day now, after you left here, you know, it's cloudy, looked rainy. Well, after a while, they begin to... Clouds begin to break up and lightened up in the sunshine. And whenever them clouds goes to breaking up, well, the sun's going to come through directly if they don't. But the best way to judge the weather is when it goes to clearing up in the north.
Is that right?
It'll come clear up quicker. This way it'll clear up in maybe an hour, it'll be raining. But when it goes to clearing in the north, it'll stay as general. And the air goes coming from the north. You can figure on some better weather.
If you're talking about a rain, we were talking before about a rain, if the rain just keeps coming down a little bit at a time, not very much at all, but just keeps coming and doesn't let up, you might call that a...
Oh, I can call that a sprinkle or a shower or something or another. If it ain't much rain, they'll say it come right smart, a little sprinkle or a little shower. And then through dog days, when it comes like it's been a-coming for the last day or two, they'll say that's dog days weather. It'll clear up and rain, and then after a while it'll... Cloud up and rain again.
Would you call that a drizzle or a mist?
Yeah, a drizzle. When it ain't raining too hard, you know, just enough that you can't get out in it, and not hard enough to measure. You call that a drizzle.
Okay.
Soggy, you know, it'll come drizzle, you know, maybe drizzle that away all day. Just not enough to raise the waters or anything, but it's just enough to dampen the ground good, you know.
Just a couple of other things. What do you call that, the thing that you put a baby in when you take it out for a walk?
I don't know, unless you're talking about a baby buggy or something.
Sure.
Them little thing here, you push them around and call them baby buggy or something.
Yeah, that's what I meant. And then the thing that a minister preaches on Sunday, you call that he preaches the gospel, but you might say he preached a good. This Sunday, the minister preached a good.
Sermon. A good sermon, some would call it a good message, but most people in this country call that a sermon.
And if you had to, when you're going into the mountain, you had a big heavy load, and you're, let's say, and you had a big bag of meal or something, and you had to take it from one place to another, you say, that thing was really heavy, I, on my back for 2 miles, you say I packed it, or I toted it, or I lugged it?
And I guess they go packed it, that toted. You hear a lot of that toted, but that's not, just old sayings.
Yeah, more likely.
It should mean that you packed it.
Packed it would be more likely here. Huh?
Carried it or something.
Okay. Well, I think that's about it. I think you're finally going to get rid of me.
Turn that off and play a little of it back at me and let me see what it sounds like.
I'll let you.